Riley, did you ever have a pen pal or ever keep a pen pal when you were in grade school?
I don't remember having one. I feel like that might have been an assignment, though, but I don't know if I ever, like, we didn't obviously return letters often.
I don't know if that's a thing anymore. I'm trying to think of, like, my daughters who gone through grade school, in grade school, et cetera, et cetera.
I think we sent, like, a letter to, like, another classroom. Like, everybody in the class sent a letter to another classroom, and then we were supposed to, I don't know if we got one back or not. I don't remember.
Like another classroom in another country or?
Just across the country.
Oh, like across the country.
We picked another, California or something. Yes, we picked another class to everybody exchanged a letter.
I did have a pen pal where, and this is, you know, from an era that doesn't really exist much anymore, but it was like when you would, because now you've got, you know, FaceTime, you've got text message, you've got email. But I had a pen pal where I wrote a letter to someone, I want to say in Sweden or...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was... And we exchanged a couple, and I cannot remember if it was a guy or a girl who I was communicating with, but there was just a couple letters that were exchanged, and that was it.
That was it, yeah.
That was it.
That takes a lot of commitment to keep it up over years.
Yeah, like speaking of that sort of thing, I remember my family on my dad's side of the family had a kind of a chain letter that would go around. And, you know, when it arrived at your house, you would add to it, you would write some stuff, and then you'd send it on to some other relative, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so,
like updating the family?
Oh,
and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. So that, I mean, that was a thing that we did on my dad's side of the family for years and years and years. Right. And it even still goes on to this day, even with,
really?
Yeah. Even with email and all that stuff, you know, it's still that sort of handwritten sort of update and notes that you can add to, or you can do all that stuff. But
I've got an aunt that does a Christmas letter every year still, and updates on everything that happened in the family for the past year.
Right. And there's a lot of pressure when it gets to you to not only update it in a timely fashion,
sure,
but then, you know, send it off. Anyways. So we're dealing with pen pals. And we're dealing with not only pen pals from, you know, the past, but we're dealing with pen pals from another country altogether.
And it's largely been a dormant situation for the better part of 22 years.
Yep, until recently. And that's where Jason, our listener, comes in, and his wife got hit up by a guy and now is like, hey, how am I a supportive husband in this scenario?
Is this just friendship? Is this ulterior motives?
Weird?
What do we do?
Yeah, all right. So that group therapy on the way on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, let's see if we can get some help for Jason. Hey, guys, I have an interesting situation I found myself in. Thought I would run it by both of you, maybe your listeners.
Okay.
So remember back in school, you ever have a pen pal from another country?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's kind of random. Anyway, my wife's random pen pal from sixth grade from Australia just found her and friend requested her on IG, and it feels a little weird.
Wow,
yeah,
cranky.
We should probably have that music. So they wrote each other like 22 years ago, and now he's trying to message her about how his dog died or something.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm glad she told me. His name is Andrew, by the way. So what's next, you ask? Well, he wants to come to America next month and meet up.
Mm.
I thought pen pals were just like a sixth grade thing and you move on. What's his move here? How do I be a supportive husband about Andrew, the Aussie pen pal?
I mean, I don't know if I would have even let it get... I mean, hey, all right... I don't know. I probably would have just ignored it. But obviously his wife didn't, just accepted the DM request, right?
Yeah, but I feel as though...
How's she going to know who it is? Or how's she going to remember that?
Right, exactly.
Like, that's my thing. Like, 22 years ago, a pen pal... Like, if my pen pal from, you know, fifth or sixth grade or whatever hit me up and said, hey, remember you and I exchanged letters? I'm from Finland, and you and I exchanged letters back in sixth grade. I wanted to meet up again. I'd be like, okay.
All right.
I'm like, I don't remember any of that, but all right.
Yeah, I would say this should be a fairly easy one because it's not like they've been continuing to communicate for 22 years. I think that'd be different. Like, they don't really have that established relationship. So I think she'd be like, you know what? We're, you know, married. Got a pretty busy life. I don't know if we can arrange a visit.
I mean, on the other hand, though.
Also, I don't know you that well.
Right. On the other hand, though, obviously, if he wants to meet up, maybe it's just, you know, he's maybe never been to America and he thinks he knows someone
and that's
here.
That's his only connection.
And that's his only connection. And then, you know, you, Jason, you as the husband and her, maybe you agree to meet at a bar or something like that, yeah. You know, and you both go and because obviously you wouldn't want to. Her to be there by herself
for safety's
purposes and things like that. So,
right.
I mean, it's like, all right, well, you know, maybe it is cool. Maybe he's excited and maybe it's something where it's like, I don't know.
Hey, you're the only person in America I know.
Right.
So I thought I'd start in your town so you could show me around.
Right. So I don't know. Maybe that's just me being optimistic, but that is probably what I would
take
do.
From you. I would be like, you know, typically I expect you to be like, no, don't reply.
Well, I would have probably ignored it.
Right.
To be quite honest. But now that we're here, maybe it's a, all right, well, DM me when you get to the States and maybe we can, you know, do something.
I feel as though... I don't know if we need to meet up with them just to be like, hey, I can recommend some places that you see while you're here. But we kind of got a lot going on.
I guess I don't know, and Jason didn't really specify, whether that makes his wife feel some sort of way.
Right.
Like nervous, apprehensive, or excited. Like, we don't know what her take is on this yet.
Right. We don't know if she went to his profile and thought, oh, he grew up to be a hottie. An Aussie hottie.
Crikey.
Crikey indeed.
All right.
Yeah, well, don't know that part. But I don't know if we necessarily feel obligated to actually meet this person in person.
Okay.
Let me just offer some recommendations. If you're planning on traveling to the U.S., might I suggest you go see these things?
Yeah. Maybe. All right. That could be a way to go with that. If you have a blast from the past that sort of reared its head and was like, hey, want to meet up sort of thing? Maybe it's not a pen pal, but maybe it's just a person from way long ago. How did you respond?
And well, Elizabeth texted, I had a pen pal in second grade. She's now my hairdresser. That's kind of amazing.
Oh.
That's awesome.
That is kind of cool.
It's a
random.
Different situation we're dealing with here, but yes, that is fun.
Yeah, 502-795-1997. That is our number. Would love to hear your stories about that coming up on 997EJX. We're going a little international with our group therapy this morning. It involves a pen pal from the past, Australia, a meetup in a month. That's what our listener Jason is kind of dealing with his wife. And he's like, hey, how do I be a supporting husband in the face of all this?
Yeah, he's like, I'm trying not to come off as like a jealous jerk or anything like that, but this feels weird, right? This is weird, right?
Right. Bethany texts in and says, watch, this is a total move. He wasn't even her pen pal. He just found some hottie on the IG wants to, quote, make sandwiches with,
oh my God.
And now putting on a ruse. She's just pretending to remember him because she feels bad. See,
what?
I mean, that.
Wow,
that,
what a backstory
I was going to say,
created.
That took a turn there. Thank you, Bethany.
OMG. 70 says, I'm not in contact with any pen pals from middle school or grade school. I've met several people in person from Periscope when Periscope was a thing. I also watched the LaGrange rail camera and have met a couple of people from there in person. The power of social media has also allowed me to connect with people from other parts of the world that I met on Periscope. I've always been upfront with my fiance about it, and my fiance has actually met a couple of people with me. I think that since she's been upfront with her husband, mm-hmm. she needs to be upfront with her.
Jennifer comments on Facebook and says, until he gives you a reason to believe otherwise, just keep being the nice, supportive husband. He may just want to meet her and that's it. I'm assuming she's told him you're married. So that may be all there is to it. So now if you start seeing signs to the contrary, you have every right to just ask him not to come. All right. Andrew the Love Doctor, hello.
Good morning, Ben.
Andrew the Love Doctor, we have been blessed this week with your presence on the show.
You've been checking in a lot. I appreciate you having office hours during our show.
Well, yeah. Usually I'm just driving when I check in, but now I've had some opportunities, and I love the show and love chatting with you guys.
Ah, well, appreciate it.
That's so great.
So the Australian pen pal.
Yeah, Andrew the Aussie, not Andrew the Love Doctor. Just to make that clear to people.
Uh-huh.
First and foremost, Kelly's absolutely right. If you've been communicating all these years, it might be different. Outside of that, it's a no. And there's a couple of reasons why. And Ben, you made the point about, well, maybe you're the only person in America. No, America's a pretty big place, right? There's other people that they could contact if they're going to come to the country. And as far as her husband goes, sit down, have a conversation. And she probably should not have even, accepted the Instagram or whatever that looks like. Again, I don't know what her feelings are, but Kelly's 100% spot on. I can recommend some places for you. Here's some great places to see. But us meeting up, that's a no for me. Yeah, I'm married. My life's good. So, it's just something. Move on to somebody else. I totally agree with you, Kelly. 100%. Yep,
thank you. Yes, we don't need to meet this person. We can just give some recommendations and say have a great trip.
That is exactly correct.
All right, Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you so much, sir.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right, and Judge Ray says, look, this sort of thing feels like a scam, or it's just super off. Like, I couldn't begin to tell you my grade school pen pal's name, and if it contacted me on social media, I'd just be super creeped out by the whole thing. Like, what is the motive?
Yeah, how in the world did you remember after 22 years? It would be one thing if they had been in continuous, communication for all these years. Like if they even wrote each other yearly, then you have an established relationship. There isn't an established relationship here.
Okay, maybe I'm now just kind of like saying no. Yeah, because before I was kind of on the fence and going, maybe you just meet them and you go there, as a couple together and it's just, hey, sure. Let's meet up for some drinks and see what's, maybe he's a cool guy, but now maybe I'm like, maybe you just skip this one. Who knows?
I don't know. There's a lot of psychos in the world right now. And I just feel like the state of the world has made me a little bit more suspicious. Justin said, if the pen pal had been a female, would it bother you? I wouldn't be too incredibly weirded out by it, but I don't know this whole situation or anything. I've found old stuff at my dad's house, looked up people on social media I haven't spoken to in decades. I don't know that I'd travel across the world to meet one, though.
Yeah.
It's the whole of traveling across the world thing, too.
Maybe he's going to America anyway, and it's not just for this.
And then he thought, I remember. I was communicating with somebody in the sixth grade. Maybe I'll reach out.
Yeah, so,
it could be that innocent.
I was going to say, maybe it is just an innocent thing, but, I don't know.
But is it worth the risk?
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck with that, Jason. There's a ton of different thoughts and approaches with this. Hopefully, it's all for the good, right?
Yeah. What if they start messaging or whatever, and they establish some sort of contact, and then you decide, all right, maybe he's not so scary, and husband's going to be involved in meeting them, whatever, maybe you can move forward there. But, right now, just make sure that everybody's on board with the fact that she's married to you.
Yep.
And just figure out, what is he already coming to the country, or is the sole purpose to meet her?
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck with that. Keep us posted. That is Group Therapy.